you've done Mozart's 40. What other Mozart have you had a chance to work on, or are you working on?
I gave myself all the last symphonies. Actually, I get into Haydn too, you know. I do. I think I'm good at that sort of stuff. It's great. There's a certain thing about the way I conduct, I think, or the way I perceive. I love the simplicity of it, even though it's complex, but I love the simplicity. To me, it's sort of like instant gratification, mm-hmm. you know. There's no clutter there, you know. You've got the humor, you've got the intent, the profundity. It's right there in front of you. And that's why I like doing those composers. And there is a certain innocence with it, I guess. A certain innocence, even though it might be profound. I love the innocence that comes from not having to coordinate or figure out what 88 different musicians are doing. You know, we should not confuse complexity with profundity, you know, because it's simple. I love the simplicity of it. You know, I can look at the score and know exactly what's happening without having to look at it too long.
Sometimes the hardest music to make well is the simple music.
Yeah, it is. I agree. It is because we, of course, want it to be so pristine and so crystal mm-hmm. clear. And I agree with you in that I have heard a lot of performances, I continue to hear a lot of performances, where everything is pristine and clear and it still bores the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It does. Because people somehow look at the page and look at the simplicity of it and look at the limited number of parts that have to be played to do it well. And so they sort of think then that it is therefore also sort of devoid of a life on some level. That somehow, because it is so simple, well, all you have to do is represent the little notes on the page and it will all sort of be there. And especially since it is pristine and classical, you know, you don't want to go too much beyond the notes and just grab the notes by the throat and say, this is what you're saying, kind of thing, you know. And I believe that you still do that, or maybe even more so, because otherwise, because it is so simple and pristine, that we get bored, you know. So I tend to imbue Mozart's and the Haydn's, I do, with a kind of life that is not necessarily on the page, and that therefore have to edit quite heavily, you know, little crescendos. There was a violin teacher and virtuoso called Alexander Schneider, and the Schneider technique was in rehearsal. When the line goes up, well, you just get a bit louder, and when the line goes down again, well, then you just simply get a bit softer again, you know. And that sounded also simple like crazy, but what it does do is if you just use that and other lines that he had, the thing gets imbued with life. Look, you don't need to teach a bunch of artists how to, you know, play their instruments. They know it better than I do. But one of my jobs is to show them where the muse lies. And somehow we want to abdicate our impetus toward achieving, you know, wonderful ends and exciting ends when we see simple Haydn or Mozart, or think, well, it was so long ago, it has to be classical, and we don't need to feel anything, so let's just be perfect. But to me, it bores the heck out of me.